A stack is an easily managed structure. Only a few memory addresses are needed to keep track of it. Some of these addresses are in the stack pointer and in the frame pointer registers. As a program executes, the stack grows up and down and up and down as subroutines are called and exited. The heap is more like a bookshelf. Books are constantly being taken off the shelf from various locations, leaving gaps, and then later returned, filling the gaps. Here is how a SPIM program requests a block of memory from SPIM's heap. First, load register A0 with the number of bytes you need. Usually, a load immediate will work for this. The number of bytes must be a multiple of 4. Then, load register V0 with the integer 9, the code for allocating memory. Next, invoke the trap handler using syscall. On return, register V0 will have the address of the first byte of the dynamically allocated block. You don't know in advance what range of addresses you will get back for the allocate memory request. The trap handler returns the first address of a contiguous block of memory with as many bytes as you requested in register A0. This is similar to a call to the malloc function in C.